USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
It's New York Attorney General Eric Schneiderman's last day on the job, as the Democrat will resign at the end of today after four women make sexual, emotional, and physical abuse allegations against the law enforcement official. Schneiderman, having championed women who were part of the Me Too movement, investigating sexual assault allegations against disgraced Hollywood mogul Harvey Weinstein. Legal expert Lisa Green notes,
I think it's the seeming hypocrisy that is what drove some of these women to finally come forward. Cannot have been an easy decision for them.
Green was speaking on MSNBC. Schneiderman strongly denying the allegations that were made in an article published yesterday in the New Yorker magazine. President Trump scheduled to announce at 2 p.m. Eastern Time whether he's pulling the U.S. out of the Iran nuclear agreement, recertifying it, or looking for something in between. And this is USA Radio News.
Okay, so the big question for any decision you're going to make, is this actually going to work? Well, if you've heard about MediShare, which is a brilliant way of sharing healthcare costs, you may have wondered that. Does it work? Well, so did Dr. Stuart Hoover, who initially joined to save a lot of money. The typical family saves about $500 a month. Stuart saved even more.
When we first joined MediShare, we were immediately going from a little over $1,600 a month down to $460 basically a month.
So that's wonderful, but then his wife needed emergency surgery, and the bills added up to $160,000.
So we were seeing the bills coming in, and then the bills were being paid. Portions were being shared, and the end result of this is this bill was taken care of.
Yes, MediShare works, and it's so easy to get your questions answered, too, so why not? You can call right now, 833-39-BIBLE. That's 833-39-BIBLE, 833-39-BIBLE.
Chinese media reports North Korean leader Kim Jong-un flew to China yesterday for his second meeting with the Chinese President Xi Jinping this year. The two reportedly met to discuss the state of Chinese-North Korean relations as well as other major issues. A spiritual leader remains on Capitol Hill.
Let us pray.
Reverend Patrick Conroy back in the House on Monday, delivering his first prayer since rescinding his resignation as House chaplain last week. Conroy was asked to leave by House Speaker Paul Ryan, but sent a letter to the House Speaker last week saying he's never heard a complaint about his ministry and wouldn't be resigning.
That's USA Radio's John DeMaster. It's primary election day in four states. Voters casting ballots in West Virginia, Ohio, Indiana, and North Carolina. The most closely watched race in West Virginia, Republicans choosing a candidate to take on Democratic U.S. Senator Joe Manchin in November's midterm election. Remember, you can find us online anytime at usaradio.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help right now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Are drug and alcohol problems hitting you too close to home? Get help right now. Insurance may cover everything. 866-490-3991. 866-490-3991. That's 866-490-3991.
If you cross the border unlawfully, then we will prosecute you.
The nation's Attorney General Jeff Sessions making it clear he is standing by tougher immigration policies, saying yesterday during a speaking engagement in San Diego,
I have put in place a zero tolerance policy for illegal entry on our southwest border.
Saying while he doesn't want to separate families, that any parents who try to smuggle children across the border will face prosecution and separation from their kids. He argued that a failure to enforce immigration laws would be an affront to law-abiding Americans. America's small business owners are slightly more optimistic than they were a month ago when it comes to the U.S. economy. The Small Business Optimism Index for April ticking up just a fraction from the March reading. Small business operators' biggest frustration right now is finding qualified workers. The Labor Department's expected to back that up. It's to release the Jobs Openings Survey for April at 10 a.m. Eastern Time today. And it seems Americans are becoming more comfortable with the idea of owning an electric vehicle. A new survey by AAA finds 20% of Americans think their next car will be electric, and that's a 5% jump from just last year. You can find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.